Let me jump in for just a moment and invite State Representative Lynn Ober with us. She's a Republican from Hudson, a member of the House Finance Committee. And Representative Ober, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We'd love your overall reaction, Representative Ober, to the governor's budget address, and then we can talk some specifics.
I imagine that Mary Jane Wallner and I are going to have some of the same opinions. It's too soon to really speculate what's going to be in the budget. We always hear the budget hearings. We hear the things, but it's when you get the budget and when you get HB 2 that changes legislation. You guys were just talking about the state education building aid. We have been paying approximately $37 million every year into this fund, despite the fact that there's been a moratorium. We still owe $37 million this year, so that would give you, with $63 million, $26 million for new construction. And yes, there is a cap of $50 million at the moment, but that could be raised in House Bill 2. So you're going to see a lot of that interplay between House Bill 1 and House Bill 2. What the governor said, the governor also, you know, talked about HB 25, which is the capital plan. So many of those things will not be in the budget, but will be in the capital plan.
So the capital plan is a separate agenda item from the budget that the governor presented today, Representative Ober?
The capital budget is always HB 25 and goes to Public Works. And the budget, the operating budget, is HB 1 with HB 2, affectionately known as the trailer bill, which is where you see all of the legislative changes that need to be made in order to spend the money in HB 1.
Well, and I appreciate what you're saying about there's a lot in here. And both you and Representative Wallner said, you know, we still need to see the details. But there were a couple items that the governor mentioned today that I'd love to ask you about, Representative Ober. We here in the studio kind of took notice when the governor said, let's approve sports betting. And I wonder what you think about that.
Well, that's the first I've heard about it. So I'm going to have to look at that proposal because that wasn't even on my radar. That actually belongs to Ways and Means Committee. Ways and Means does the revenues, Finance does the spending. So I was probably one of the surprised people in the audience when I heard that. But I knew there was a bill for that.
Was there anything in this address, Representative Ober, that you didn't like? You thought, I'm not sure if I'm on board with that. I mean, again, we don't have details, but we do have broad parameters from this speech.
I was 100% supportive of the governor when he talked about the spending bills and the new tax bills that we have in the state. The Republicans, as you know, have cut the business taxes. People told us we'd have less revenue. In actual fact, the Republicans said that will spur economy. It has done that. Yesterday, Ways and Means passed one of those bills to put all those business cuts repealed and make the business taxes go up again. I'm against that. The governor spoke in favor of it. I would like to see how he's going to be supporting adequate education. He alluded to combining funds, but we haven't seen the details. So it would be hard to really talk about that. We'll get the budget, HB 1 piece of it, this afternoon. We always do in finance. HB 2 won't be out for another week.
Okay, and I want to just throw it to Dan Barrick for a moment, Representative Ober. He's news director here at NHPR, as I'm sure you know. And go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Representative Ober. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dan?
Good. You mentioned adequacy, the education adequacy formula, which is obviously a big ticket item, and we didn't hear a lot from the governor there. Could you just give me a sense of what you just, whether talking to fellow members of your committee or just Republicans in general, what you think the temperature is for some kind of large revision of that within the budget process this year?
Well, I've been against ever since the Supreme Court ruled that we would do education adequacy on a per-pupil basis. It's great if you live in a big school like Londonderry. It's bad if you live someplace like Berlin because costs aren't necessarily just per-pupil. So I thought that Supreme Court case was wrong. We've done our best to live with it. Last year, Karen Umberger, who was the chairman of House Finance Division 2, led a committee that looked at education adequacy, put out some proposals for changing that funding. I thought she did a thoughtful job. I'm hoping to see that in the budget, but you couldn't tell from what the governor said.
All right, Representative Ober, you are getting HB 1 today, as you mentioned, so we'll let you get to that. We'll let you dig into that big document and start working through the details. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.